In late summer, the humidity hangs heavy over this peninsula between the Atlantic Ocean and the Chesapeake Bay. Migrant workers are out in the fields. Their children are attending summer school. At the Barrier Island Museum, they line up anxiously, waiting a turn at playing hotel keeper.
What do you say? Welcome to the Cobbs Island Hotel.
Welcome to the Cobbs Island Hotel.
These kids are getting a condensed version of the museum's regular school year program called My First Field Trip. Monica Bridgeforth is the museum director.
Children come for high-quality art, and then they do a music lesson, and they get to either check into the Cobb Island Hotel or have a picnic on Hog Island or see our twisted chimney in the attic. They learn a little bit of history here.
Most kids stay for the first few months of school, then return to Florida where the migrant work cycle begins. Diane Gladstone, who heads Accomack County's programs for migrant children, says each year there are less younger children.
We have more older children in our summer school this year than we've ever had before. 4 years ago, we had just a major influx of 16 to 18 years old who had never been to school, or they had not been to school since fourth grade or sixth grade.
One reason for the influx of teens is tighter immigration laws that make it difficult to bring non-working family members. Another is most companies no longer house the families of workers. Of the more than 1,400 workers this year, only 110 were non-working family members. Giovanni Larinaga is in his final year at Virginia Commonwealth University. The son of migrant workers, he grew up on the Eastern Shore and worked two summers at the summer school program.
A lot of families decide to stay and just send one person to work for 4 months, 5 months. If they're separated, it's really hard.
Most send working-age sons and fathers. To help the teens, Gladstone says Accomack and Northampton counties are partnering with the community college so they can attend a literacy course.
So I've got kids in that program who will go to the community college from 9 to 11, and then they'll go to work at the chicken plants at night. And they would be the ones in the high school that would be sleeping.
Migrant workers who do bring their children often rent houses outside the camps. Maribel Mangia works for the Migrant Children's Program at Northampton County Public Schools. She says the summer school programs are vital to keeping families together.
Before, some of the moms wouldn't work because they had smaller children. Now everybody in the family has to go to work. If a family comes in and they have children, this benefits for them, and both parents go to work.
Larinaga plans to attend VCU's medical school next year so he can become a surgeon. He says there's another reason the summer school program is so important.
The only thing they know is by moving back and forth, seeing fields of tomatoes or fields of watermelons, and having this program will make that change. They'll see different things. They'll see a door to be someone in life and to be able to go to college and become whatever they want to be.
President Trump's budget included a slight increase in funding for the federal grant program. If Congress approves it, Virginia will receive a little over $1 million next year. From the Eastern Shore, I'm Pamela D'Angelo.